And firstly, acknowledge the Quandamooka people who are the traditional custodians on the land in which we meet, and pay our respects to their elders past and present, and extend that respect to other Indigenous Australians who are present. We will be trying to run very strictly by standing orders, both for councillors and people in the public gallery. So just a quick reminder of public conduct at a meeting under Section 32 of the standing orders. All members of the public present at a meeting must, not without the prior approval of the chairperson, make an audio or video recording or take any photographs, remain quiet and not disrupt the meeting in any way, not bring into the meeting any signs, placards or items that may cause a hazard or interfere with any person present, be suitably dressed and turn all mobile devices to silent mode and leave the meeting to take any calls. As chairperson, it is my responsibility to warn a member of the public present at a meeting who is not complying with any of these requirements and may, with or without such warning, require the person to leave the meeting and not return for such period as the chairperson decides. This period may include future meetings. Councillors, we have a couple of leaves of absence today. Firstly, we have Councillor Bishop on teleconference. So can I just have a mover and seconder that permission be granted for Councillor Bishop to take part in this special meeting by teleconference? Moved Councillor Edwards, seconded Councillor Elliott. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried unanimously.
Thank you.
Welcome. Also, Councillor Golay, at this point in time, I don't believe he's joined us, so we'll just ask for a leave of absence at this point in time. A mover and seconder. Moved Councillor Boglari, seconded Councillor Mitchell. Those in favour? Those against? He's at a conference in Canberra. Quick reminder, councillors, in regards to material personal interest and conflict of interest, you understand those responsibilities, but I don't believe that this meeting will be discussing anything that should require that to be declared. Councillors, today we meet in regards to the submission to the Parliamentary Committee on Local Government Bills, and maybe just you've all been given your agenda, and I guess we probably could maybe just get, just checking process here. The motion actually reads that you adopt this, just getting the right words, pardon me, generally in accordance with the draft submissions. So what I might do is just take a remover and seconder so we can have the debate, and that way we can make those small adjustments to the document that will be sent off to Council. So are you moving that, Councillor Gleeson?
Mary, yeah, I would like to, but I do have an amendment.
Okay, with the amendment. Okay, so you've got that amendment that you sent through, and which is pretty much clearing up a point that was raised, I think. So is that up there? So you'll need to refer to your submissions, and this will be, there's obviously two submissions. This will be an adjustment, probably getting us started to have this discussion in regards to one of those bills, which is the Belcarra bill. Can everyone read that? Happy to second that, Councillor Tulsey? Okay, so we will move into to some discussion, because I believe up. Sorry.
Clarification, if I may?
Yep.
I can't see the screen, so sorry. Is that relating to the email?
Yes.
Thank you. .5?
Yes.
Thank you.
So I'll just read it out to be clear. Councillor Bishop? Sorry. You're right. Okay, there we go. To extend the real-time disclosure requirements within the Local Government Electoral Act 2011 to include third-party donors so that candidates, groups of candidates, agents of candidates and third-party donors are treated equally to disclose their interests as required by the Act. Is that what you've got there, Councillor Bishop?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so we have a mover and seconder. I believe there was some other discussion that may have wanted to be raised, councillors, so I'll take a speaker four. I think everyone's generally supportive anyway, so I might just open up to comments.
I've got a couple of little
changes. Yes. All right. I'll get Councillor Tolte and straight to you, Councillor Elliott.
Happy to speak for, Madam Mayor. I just have one query on the actual submission for this is the one the second submission, I'm not quite sure how to refer to it, the one that's going to the Acting Committee Secretary for Legal Affairs and Community and Safety Committee? Or are they both going to that? Okay. The one that says implementing Belcara in brackets, a submission to local government. In dot point two, Council makes the following comments to the bill. I don't believe that the word alternatively is in the second line there, so it says to extend the prohibition of political donations from developers to include all corporate donations and potential lobby groups, alternatively to adopt the public funding model of candidates similar to that regulated under the Electoral Act 1992 so as to remove the perception of third-party funded political decisions. I don't believe the word alternatively is the intent of the councillors. I think that we were asking that both those things happen, and rather than alternatively. So I'd like to change the word alternatively to and, if that's... I don't know what the process
just
is.
Just a quick straw poll. Everyone's comfortable with that? Yes. Councillor Hewlett? We're just amending the submission. I'm just making sure everyone's comfortable. We're just changing alternatively to and in point two. Yeah, so there's support for that.
Okay, well that's my comment.
Happy with that.
Councillor Elliott?
just a question on the council complaints one in 1 Division 5. Referral of conduct to local government. Just want a clarification. Council recommends that all complaints are dealt with independently. Is that excluding meeting breaches?
No.
And
Well, the Act... Yeah, no.
Meeting breaches will be taken as given.
So the current bill requires the Chair to deal with that on the floor.
Sure. OK. That's all right. I just want to make sure of that. And the other one is in the Belcara one. On the number 3 on the Council complaint. Council recommends that complaints be prohibited from disclosing information going to Councillor. I raised this, that third party, and I spoke to Mr Hobart before, if we could put prohibit, it's prohibition of any party. So we don't have a third party gets it and leaks it, but it's the whole thing's dealt with confidentially through the whole process. Even third party, and I know you can't stop the Courier Mail or the Focus to do it, but I'm just saying, if we put the intent there, we're saying to the government, nobody should be allowed to do this. Exactly right. Exactly right. You stay through the whole process and keep as watertight as it should.
I think I understand the intention, but the fact of the matter would be that the complainant would be the responsible person, regardless if that information was passed on to a third party. Would I be correct? How can the government deal with a third party if they haven't been party to the complaint? Or social media that we see.
Media,
yeah.
And I think it's not the complaint I'm concerned about, actually. It's the process in between that it doesn't get leaked. And it might be the complaint, but it might be somebody else.
If you've been part of the investigation or they've been asked to get information,
I'm just saying it.
Can you suggest some wording for it? Just a reminder, councillors, that you know when there are confidential items before all of us, that we are obliged currently under the Act to keep it confidential. So it's really important note to make. Anyway, John, would you like to read out some words that you think? I don't think it's going to make a huge difference to the legislation, by the way. But I'll just we'll hear the word.
I think
we'll hear the words. Sorry.
It is. I think I understand the point you're making, and Council can make that point, but I think it would be very difficult to enforce. Staff and others have already got obligations to keep that, and there is action that can be taken against us. You know, it is possible that someone, breaks into a house and gets information about someone and leaks it, I guess, but that that would be a civil matter or for the police. But if you wanted to make the point, you could say there should be... So we're talking number three in the submission on councillor complaints, where we say council recommends that. We could replace complainants be prohibited from with there should be a prohibition on disclosing information. Don't single out candidate, it just everyone is prohibited. That council could make that submission at that point, and it will be up to the committee to investigate, determine or otherwise, but it will be a difficult one for them to find a solution for. But if the purpose of this is to just give them that complete feedback, then that will be okay.
Comfortable with that approach, councillors. I don't want to water down the fact that a complainant has a responsibility in this process. That's my concern, that we water it down. We don't...
Well, we can put the blame
in
hand.
Yep. So are we able to provide those words? Oh, they're on there?
Well, when it says there should be a prohibition of... That's everybody. So that we don't specify the complainant, but my learned friends next to me have said we may have to amend point two as well, where it talks about a penalty imposed on complainants, where we're just saying a penalty imposed on those who disclose, as opposed to complainants. So that would tidy up that point if that's where we want it to go.
We
So it reads there should be a prohibition from disclosing information regarding a councillor complaint at any time, not just through the election caretaker period, until such time the complaint has been assessed, substantiated and finalised as determined by the independent assessor. Penalties be imposed on those who disclose information before a determination has been made. That still leaves a gap, because just because a determination has been made, does that allow the complainant? This is where we start. This is what I mean. We're getting down into nitty gritty. Which does that allow that person, that complainant, then to publicise the fact they made a complaint?
Well, I expect the process will be that once it's completed, it will probably be made public by the independent assessor. So
only if it's substantiated.
Yes.
But the complainant would be made aware of the results of that investigation.
Yeah, I think once it's substantiated, then anyone can comment on it, and I'm sure that will be the process. But I don't think there's any objection to that, because if it's a substantiated complaint, then obviously there's some evidence to back that up.
My question is about when the complaint isn't substantiated and it's written off, what's the obligation on the complainant then not to make further public comment about it?
Well, I expect they could make public comment, but you'd have a pretty good case on the other side that's been investigated and it came to nothing. But, yeah, mudslinging is where you're heading, and that's really hard to stop.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, look, I don't think we're obviously just making a submission to the state and to the LGAQ on this, and I'm assuming we'll send this to the LGAQ as well. So, Councillor Gleeson.
Just on that one before we go any further, Mayor, on the third line, the complaint has been assessed, substantiated and finalised. Should the word assessed be removed from that? So the complaint has to be substantiated and finalised.
No, it probably doesn't matter. What three? I think you want to make sure it's assessed. So I don't think that changes what the outcome would be, Councillor. I'm going to sort of advise not to getting down to too much wordsmithing, because this is just a submission. We really just want to give the flavour of what this council united on this particular issue is going to say. Bear in mind there will be 77 other councils in the LGAQ and others that will potentially have input from a council perspective on this. So any other issues that we need to raise as a result of the document in front of you? Are we all pretty happy with that? Can I just get a straw poll? Okay. All right. So with that, just making sure you understand those small amendments that have been made. and make sure that I've got everything in place that the officers need to get this into the mail. Just, are you all satisfied with that? Yeah? Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah, with your indulgence, if we might say as attached to the minutes, so we can actually publish
as amended and
as attached to the minutes. So the one that gets attached, which is this one,
yeah,
it will go public with the minutes, and it's all clear and on the record that this was exactly Redland's submission.
Okay, so that's been. So you can take out as amended, although we've actually voted on that. But that's mover and seconder. Mover and seconder was, sorry, I just can't remember who it was now. Paul and Julie, are you happy with that change you see up there? Is there any need to sum up, Councillor Gleeson? Do you feel like summing up? Because I'll go straight to the vote, if not.
Oh, should we? I think we should.
You have moved motion, Councillor, so you have the opportunity to quickly sum up. There's not been a lot of debate. I think we've all pretty much agreed on the submissions, but feel free to sum up.
Just happy to move it, Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor. Making sure we follow meeting procedures. With that, I'll put the motion that's in front of you, Councillors, as attached. Those in favour? Those against?
Aye.
Motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, councillors. That. Oh.
I was voting with the majority. Yep. I was voting for.
Yeah. It's a unanimous decision, councillors. Thank you, and close the meeting at 19 minutes past 12.